This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. A police-involved shooting overnight in East Flatbush, Brooklyn. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria.
A police officer and a sergeant were on routine patrol when they spotted one man pointing a gun at another man. That was on East 52nd Street and Church Avenue. Police Chief Jeffrey Madry said the officers got out of their car and the sergeant yells, "Gun!" They told the man to drop it, but he refused. Then the officers tased him.
The taser momentarily stunned the male. The male got back up. He still had the gun in his hand. He runs back on the sidewalk and runs back towards 52nd Street. The officers give further commands for the male to drop the gun, and they fire their weapons.
Chief Madry says the suspect then fell to the ground. He died at Kings County Hospital. A short time later, a second man showed up at the hospital with a graze wound. He told the police he was shot at the same location as the man who was killed. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in East Flatbush.
Former President Trump's hush money trial is scheduled to resume tomorrow in Lower Manhattan. And a star witness, Michael Cohen, is expected to testify this week.
Michael Cohen, once Trump's personal lawyer, set to take the stand this week. In 2016, it was Cohen who paid $130,000 to porn star Stormy Daniels to keep her account of alleged extramarital sex with Trump out of the papers before the election. Trump denies the affair, but Cohen is already proving to be a problematic witness, taunting Trump online and appearing in a TikTok video wearing a T-shirt showing Trump behind bars in an orange jumpsuit.
Trump 2024? More like Trump 20 to 24 years.
The judge is saying it has to stop. Our latest ABC News Ipsos poll saying 80% of Trump supporters say they will still support him even if he's convicted. 16% say they will reconsider and 4% withdraw their vote entirely.
It's correspondent Mary Alice Parks. 39-year-old Kashawn Parks is under arrest, charged in the belt rape of a woman in the Melrose section of the Bronx. He was arrested yesterday morning. Police say the suspect was caught on video at 3 a.m. on May 1st, putting a looped belt around the victim's neck and pulling her to the ground and then allegedly raping her between two parked cars. Police say the victim helped identify the suspect because of a distinct gap in his teeth. New York City is being sued. The issue, in vitro fertilization. Former assistant DA Corey Briskin and his husband filed the class action suit. The suit indicates that they delayed having a family for years because the city's health insurance plan denied them coverage for IVF procedures. Nicholas Magipinto is also a plaintiff in the suit.
I think there's a technical reason, and that is that the city has a definition for infertility that is outdated and categorically excludes gay men. Because there is no person in our relationship with a uterus, there's just no access to IVF for us under the city's definition.
City Hall responded with a statement saying, in part, the city has been a leader in offering IVF treatments for any city employee or dependent covered by the city's health plan who has shown proof of infertility, regardless of gender identity or sexual orientation. And the statement goes on to say the city will review the details of the complaint. Tomorrow marks the beginning of the trial of New Jersey U.S. Senator Robert Menendez. He's charged with 17 counts of bribery and corruption in connection with alleged favors he did for foreign governments.
Menendez has pleaded not guilty. His wife, Nadine, who has also pleaded not guilty, will not go on trial until July because she faces medical issues. But in a new twist in the case, we're learning that the embattled senator may blame his wife for it all. Lawyers for Menendez indicating in a court filing that the senator lacked criminal intent since his wife didn't disclose anything to him.
That's correspondent Rena Roy. The trial will take place in Manhattan. The New Jersey State Legislature is slated to vote this week on a bill that seems deeply unpopular with state residents. It would revise New Jersey's Open Public Records Act, known as OPRA, no H at the end, and it would make it more difficult for the public and the press to access government records. A recent Fairleigh Dickinson University poll indicated 81% of the public opposes the bill. It's already been delayed several times.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.